As the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service approaches, a coalition of civil rights, conservation, and environmental justice groups has launched a petition calling on President Obama to issue an executive order to make public lands more inclusive. Joe Ward with the group City Wild says to survive the next 100 years, the nation's parks and lands need to reflect the diversity of all Americans.
The outdoors is a pretty exclusive place. There's economic barriers, there are cultural barriers, there's ideologies and history that keep people of color from accessing the outdoors in the same ways.
Ward points to recent congressional efforts to sell off public lands and argues without a broad base of support that goes beyond the traditional white backpacking crowd, the nation's at risk of losing valuable historic and cultural resources. Maite Arce with the Hispanic Access Foundation says one key to making public lands more welcoming is to ensure visitors see more people like themselves at the park gates and beyond.
But without diverse individuals working on these lands and for our parks, it's really going to be difficult to develop the kind of innovations you need to successfully develop programming that reaches and engages different populations.
Ward agrees and says it's also important for plaques and markers to go beyond traditional Eurocentric perspectives and include the histories and languages of all people who have made their marks on lands owned by all Americans.
If we're going to be successful with conservation and people caring about the environment, people caring about nature, people being connected to nature, we can't continue, just demographically, we can't continue with that mindset. We need to have a more diverse approach.
The coalition has posted its policy recommendations, which is urging the current and next president to use as a blueprint for the nation's second century of conservation, at change.org. For Public News Service in Rivet, I'm Veronica Carter.